Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD or iHeartRadio every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. We release a new show that gives you the news of the week that lets you take control of your health so that you can live at the top of your curve for the longest time possible and helps your family too. And then we also have great guests. This week is no exception. We have Michael Bruce back. Michael Bruce, the author of, he's known as the Sleep Doc, but he's also the author of The Power of When. We had him 2 weeks ago. He was so good, we had to have him back. Discover your chronotrope and the best time to eat lunch, ask for a raise, have sex, write a novel, take your meds, and much more. The Power of When. Discover your chronotrope. It's a book that's out now. Who published it? It was Little Brown, one of the big publishing companies. So you can get that. The top story this week. Scientists say the clock of aging may be reversible. This is a big story. This is huge. I've told you before, there are 14 hot areas of research in aging that may, if we have a breakthrough in any of them, we could live to 160 with a quality of life of 45 until very near the end. This is one of those potential breakthroughs. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. We're also going to talk about 1 in 6 Americans say they've taken psychiatric drugs in the last year. Does gene testing spur healthier habits? A handful of nuts, is it good for your health or not? Running is a thinking person's sport. Oh, come on. Anything that's physical activity gears up your brain. Stay optimistic, live longer. Pain relievers, this is my, if you will, rant of the week. What is BS or bad science is my rant of the week. Pain relievers tied to hearing loss. Yeah, the 8% greater if you take the maximum dose of pain relievers chronically for months on end. Don't stop the pain reliever because of that. Brain activity may help predict fall in older people. Those are the stories we'll get to. We have many more for you. Last week, of course, we had Kristen Kirkpatrick as the guest. She was on for a second time. No, she's going to be on next week for the second time. She was on for the first time with Skinny Liver. She'll be back again because she did such a great job. Skinny Liver, a proven program to prevent and reverse the new silent epidemic. 30% of us have fatty liver disease. We're going to talk to Michael Bruce about how many of us have insomnia, and is that caused by us not understanding our own power of when? That is, when's the best time for us to sleep, how to sleep, how to fall asleep. He'll talk to us about that today. Yes, people have emailed me, do I have a new book coming out? Yes, you can order our new book, Gene Chatsky and I. Gene came to me when we were doing a pilot for a show on with experts. She was the financial expert. She is the financial expert and the financial editor of the Today Show. And I was the medical expert on this pilot. And they asked us about... So she asked me if I would write a book with her on Age Proof. That's what it is. It's titled Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. I think she learned a lot about medicine by going through it. I learned a ton about finance. You can learn about both. That is living longer without running out of money or breaking a hip. It's called Age Proof. It is Grand Central, one of the bigger publishing companies. And it will be out in, I think, February 28th it comes out. In the meantime, we have Michael Bruce later on today, but let's talk about this major breakthrough that is essentially gene reprogramming. So let me talk to you. This came out of the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, one of the great things. And they, in the first attempts to reverse aging by reprogramming our genome, they rejuvenated the organs of mice and lengthened their lifespan by 30%. The technique requires a little genetic engineering, but that's now available almost by injection. You know, when I asked my son about CRISPR genes, he's a basic researcher in the pediatric endocrinology department at the University of Pennsylvania Children's Hospital, Philadelphia. He's a pediatric endocrinologist, but he does basic research. I said, the people at the Cleveland Clinic, this is a year and a half ago, wanted to put in the top 10 a basic science technique called CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R, which is a genetic engineering technique. And I said, how can this be one of the top 10 when it's just a research tool? And he said, Dad, for $5, I get to change the genes. That's how cheap it is to inject this and literally edit genes with this. So this can be done. And the aging process in this study was thought to be a clock-like, in the sense that a steady accumulation of changes eventually degrades the efficiency of your cells. So what they did is they found that there were four critical genes that reset your clock and that cause aging. And so they said, well, if we gave you some more of these genes or more of the stuff these genes make, could we get your cells to behave younger like they were when you were young? That is, can we reset your cells to a younger age? Well, the technique was about 10 years ago, a Japanese biologist, Shinya Yamakana, amazed researchers by identifying these four genes that could reset the cells back to the stage they were when they were just being a fertilized egg. That is a real stem cell all the way back. They tried this by injecting it into animals, and the animals essentially lost their identity and turned into cancer cells, and that is, they kept dividing and dividing, and they reprogrammed them so well that the people literally died from having cells that were too young and kept dividing. But this group changed it. So this is a group of Dr. Belmonte of Salk researchers and Dr. Ocampo. And what they did is they took, instead of giving them tons of new stuff, they just gave them this 2 days a week in the drinking water. And what did they find? Well, the mice that age prematurely, they used as test mice, and what they saw is that the animals lived 30% longer, and when they biopsied the organs, they looked like young organs, vital organs, not with the mistakes and the fattiness and the other problems that normal mice develop as they get older. And they now have done this with normal mice, and their organs look vital and young. So what is it? There are four genes. They give this treatment, and amazingly, they change what is called the epigenome. That is the area of the gene which turns on or turns off these cells. They've figured out how to do that so that they can what they call clean up the epigenome. They get rid of the mistakes so that you function and produce proteins like you did when you were younger. And that changed everything. Will this be the breakthrough that gets you to live to 160 with a quality of life of 45? We don't know yet, but this is hugely promising. We know a whole bunch of things that can keep you young. You know, like doing the brain games that we've talked about on Double Decision, where it's speed of processing games, or changing the food you eat, or getting rid of tobacco and other toxins like phthalates and BPA, and eating the right food in the right amounts, and meditating and managing stress. Those are the big ones. But there are others, you know, we have talked about over the time. But this, woo, this is big, this is big. Let me tell you something that isn't big. People have said you should get gene testing. Gene testing, that is, test your genes, identify your genes if you're at high risk for prostate cancer, or high risk for breast cancer, or high risk for something, or else you'll change your habits and or if you have heart disease risk, you'll change your habits and get healthier. Well, they looked at this in 569 people. And the interesting thing is they interviewed them after they did the test. One, they didn't increase anxiety, surprising, because you would have thought if they had identified things. But what they found is no one changed behavior. That's right. People who got their risks identified by genetic testing might have changed for a short period of time, but they didn't change over the long term. Okay, do you think a handful of nuts is good for you? Think about that for a second. What's the answer? Absolutely. 20 prospective studies show that the risk a handful of nuts in the, that is the people who ate an ounce or more of nuts a day, that's 6 walnuts, 12 almonds, 20 peanuts, etc. Not very many, so peanuts were even counted as nuts in the study. There was a 52% reduction in the risk for respiratory disease compared to those who ate no nuts, 39% for diabetes, 75% for infectious disease, 29% for cardiovascular disease, 21% for cancer. They're huge, huge. Eat your ounce of walnuts every day. I do. I'm going to a basketball game tonight. I will have an ounce of walnuts on the way to the game because they will keep me healthy. They will keep you healthy. So that's one of the things you want to do is eat nuts every day. What about staying optimistic? Well, this is a study of 70,000 people, and researchers collected information about socioeconomic status, smoking, alcohol consumption, cancer, hypertension, other diseases, and they looked at people, women whose average age was 70. Those who were most optimistic had about a 40% lower risk for heart disease and stroke than those in the lowest quartile of optimism. So this is really, really remarkable. Just being optimistic. How do you be optimistic? Well, as the guy says, fake it till you make it. If you fake it, you will get optimistic. We have coming up, by the way, we've had great guests all year long. I should tell you who some of our guests have been. Michael Bruce was here 2 weeks ago. He's back with us today. The Power of When. Discover your chronotrope and the best time to eat lunch. Ask for a raise, have sex, write a novel, take your meds, and more. I know him as the sleep doc, but he is the chronotropic doc, which means, well, we'll let you tell him what it means. We'll let you him tell you what it means in a few minutes. At 8:15 podcast, we had Joseph Mercola, author of Effortless Healing, 9 Simple Ways to Sidestep Illness, Shed Excess Weight, and Help Your Body Fix Itself. 8:14 and 8:16, we had a double guest. That is, a guest come on again and again. He was one of my heroes, Dr. Charles Hennekins. He's the first Sir Richard Dow Professor and Senior Academic Advisor to the Dean of the College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University. Why is he one of my idols? Because he's the one who looked at aspirin and heart disease prevention and now has done it with toothpaste. Plaque HD reduces dental plaque, decreases inflammation in your body. 8:14, I think he was a guest on 2 podcasts. I think it was 8:14 and 8:16. Yep, that's exactly right. We are now doing 8:21, and that's 8:21. And our guest this week in 8:21 is Michael Bruce, The Power of When. We'll be back with him in a few minutes. I want to get in one or two more stories. My rant of the week. This is pain relievers tied to hearing loss. Long-term use of pain relievers is reported in this headline. Increase the risk for hearing loss. 55,000. What? How much? It was less than 8%. An increase. And you had to take ibuprofen or naproxen 2 or more times a week. 2 or more times a day to get this 9% increase in risk of hearing loss. two or more times a year, day for 6 years or more. Come on. No one should take that often. Don't believe the headline. It isn't just a week of using it. It isn't even a year of using it. It was 6 years at heavy dosage. And that is our stories for today. For this, do I have time? Kev, do I have time to get another story in? Okay, brain activity may help predict fall in older adults. This is an interesting story in that if you had to concentrate on where you were walking, that is, people who had to pay attention to where they were walking, that couldn't just walk there, if you had to physically look at space and worry about walking, you were much more likely to fall and break a hip than if you did it automatically. That's not to say you shouldn't take precaution, you should. But if you find yourself having to take precaution to avoid falling, you are much more likely to fall. You should get in a fall prevention class so you learn how to fall so you don't hurt yourself. That's the story, and that's our story. Remember, the top story of the week is scientists say the clock of aging may be reversible. They reprogrammed 4 genes by not doing anything other than touching the errors in the epigene, that is, and they could do it by giving an injection or drinking water for the mice, and these mice lived 30% longer with a much healthier quality of life. 1 in 6 Americans have taken psychiatric drugs in the last year. We've got a problem with our behavioral health. We don't have enough physicians who are trained in it to help all the people who need help with it. But remember, it is just a disease. Get help for it if you've got a problem. We'll be right back with Michael Bruce, author of that great, and I do mean a great book, that is The Power of When. The Power of When. I took the test. You'll hear my results. Actually, I may have given them to you 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to talk to you about them again today in case you missed that. We'll talk to Michael Bruce in just a few minutes.